everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sneedcast Industry Update, the series that keeps you updated with our ever-changing industry. For those of you that have been watching the series for a while now, you know how this goes, but for those of you that are new, welcome. We'll be covering the latest in manufacturing, packaging, coding, sustainability, and much more. I'm your host, Alexa, and today we'll be discussing topics ranging from investing in solar-powered agriculture robots, to Texas ranchers revamping their beef supply practices, to taking steps to ending global plastic pollution, and finally, protecting the brewing industry from climate change.
This episode of Sneedcast Industry Update is proudly brought to you by our latest line of Sneedpak powder filling machines.
Because why settle for generic solutions when you can experience unparalleled precision and productivity? Our lineup includes tabletop and full-size machines boasting unique advantages tailored to your needs. Unlock a remarkable filling rate of 10 to 45 precisely filled bottles per minute, depending on the model that you select. What sets our Sneedpak powder filling machines apart is the seamless integration into your process, intuitive operation panels, electric eye sensors, and error-free production. Upgrade your operations, embrace efficiency, and usher in a new era of precision with Sneedpak powder filling machines. Choose excellence for a foolproof powder filling experience. But wait, there's more. We're excited to announce a special financing offer in partnership with Providence Capital, making your equipment, including filling, coating, marking, packaging, and labeling, more accessible than ever. For every purchase finance from $5,000 to $10,000, we're offering a $395 discount. Opt for equipment exceeding $10,000 and enjoy an even more substantial $595 discount. This exclusive deal is available until the end of the year, so seize the opportunity to save your investments and drive your business forward. So, starting off, Agent, an AI-driven robotics company, secures $12 million in Series A financing from prominent investors such as Rengen Ventures, NEA, Cleveland Avenue, Insight, and Susquehanna Private Equity Investments, LLP. The funding is pivotal for Agent as it aims to expand its manufacturing capacity to meet the escalating pre-order demand, heralding a new era in agriculture that is both sustainable and scalable. Founded in 2020, Agent stands out as the sole agriculture technology company developing truly solar-powered autonomous robots for chemical-free crop management. Agent's flagship product, the Agent Element robots, leverage LTE connectivity, AI, ML, solar, and battery technology to offer a reliable and sustainable solution, saving farmers time and money. Agent has successfully integrated cutting-edge technologies to address a pressing agriculture challenge, the elimination of herbicide-resistant weeds at scale. With a total of $19 million raised, Agent is establishing a 7,500-square-foot manufacturing and R&D facility to produce their solar-powered robotic fleet. Kenny Lee, co-founder and CEO of Agent, emphasizes the intersection of human and planetary health in agriculture. Agent's technology aims to provide farmers with profitable and sustainable solutions, breaking away from the conventional system of chemical dependency. Rich Worden, co-founder and CTO of Agent, highlights this technological progress that has made Agent's robotic fleet possible. The integration of AI, robotics, electric motors, and solar power enables Agent to automate farming solutions, contributing to reducing chemicals on farms and in foods. The Agent Element robotic service is set to debut on over 20,000 acres of U.S. farmland in April of 2024, revolutionizing weed control and providing real-time farming insights. Agent's successful Series A funding marks a significant step in advancing sustainable agriculture through innovative technology. The Agent Element's robot, powered by solar energy, signifies a shift toward chemical-free crop management, addressing critical challenges in the agriculture sector. Agent's commitment to transforming farming practices align with a broader goal of creating a more sustainable and efficient future for agriculture. Moving on, Meredith Ellis, a Texas rancher, navigates her 3,000-acre ranch, striving to strike a balance where the land and cattle mutually benefit each other. Born into a ranching legacy, Ellis is determined to transform the beef industry for the better, considering the environmental impact and the future of the planet. Beef, a way of life in Texas, is a significant contributor to climate change, being the largest agricultural source of greenhouse gases globally. Cattle, especially in Texas, belch out substantial amounts of methane, a potent greenhouse gas that exacerbates climate change. Climate scientists advocate for reduced beef consumption and fewer cattle to combat climate change, but demand continues to rise. Meredith Ellis sees an opportunity to make a difference in Texas, home to the largest cattle population in the U.S. and the world's leading beef producer. Ellis embraces regenerative ranching, a holistic approach that considers the earth, animals, and water in an interconnected manner. The practice involves constantly moving cattle to different pastures to restore soil health and reduce the need for additional feed. Ellis opens her ranch to researchers collaborating with the Ecosystem Service Market Consortium,
Initial studies show the ranch is sequestering atmospheric carbon dioxide, contributing to climate mitigation. Efforts are underway globally to address the environmental impact of ranching, including genetic research to reduce methane emissions and innovations in cattle feed supplements. Ellis aims to redefine the beef industry by promoting regenerative practices. She envisions a future where ranching contributes to the climate solution. Industry-wide changes such as genetic improvements and sustainable practices are gaining traction to mitigate the environmental impact of beef production. Meredith Ellis sees her ranching efforts as an investment in the planet's future, prioritizing environmental responsibility over potentially lucrative alternatives. She takes a leadership role in advocating for industry-wide changes, emphasizing animal welfare and land sustainability. Ellis sees ranching as a powerful tool to address climate change and make a positive impact on the environment. Her commitment to regenerative ranching reflects a broader movement within the industry to create a more sustainable and responsible future for beef production. Moving on, we'll be talking about the global efforts to create a groundbreaking treaty to combat plastic pollution that has progressed in Nairobi, Kenya, where nations, petrochemical companies, and environmentalists convened for discussions. The urgency to address plastic pollution is emphasized with negotiations aiming to finalize the treaty by the end of next year. Gustavo Adolfo Mesa Cuadra Velasquez, chair of the negotiating committee, stresses the imperative need for collective action to make a significant difference in addressing plastic pollution. The gathering in Nairobi marks the third meeting in a series of discussions designed to conclude negotiations by the end of next year. Concerns arise over delays in power dynamics during the negotiations, mirroring international climate talks. Plastic ties to crude oil and natural gas give oil-producing nations a substantial stake in the outcome of any treaty. The first two rounds of talks in Paris and Punta del Este revealed differing positions, with some countries emphasizing recycling and waste management, while others advocate for a comprehensive life cycle approach to plastics. Kenya, a leader in fighting plastic pollution, has implemented strict bans on single-use plastic bags and items like cutlery, straws, and PET bottles in protected areas. Norway and Rwanda lead a coalition aiming to end plastic pollution by 2040 by cutting production and limiting certain chemicals. They expressed deep concern about the significant increase in plastic production and its environmental impact. Saudi Arabia leads a group of countries emphasizing recycling and waste control over a comprehensive approach to the life cycle of plastics, raising concerns from environmentalists. Some governments, including Iran, align with petrochemical interests, suggesting a focus on waste control rather than addressing the full life cycle of plastics, contrary to the majority pushing for a strong treaty. The United States suggests a treaty that includes meaningful universal obligations advocated by the High Ambition Coalition, while recognizing national discretion based on differences between countries. The draft text encompasses a broad range of viewpoints from the initial meetings, reflecting the complexity of negotiations involving beyond plastic waste to include plastic production and toxic chemicals. The global plastics industry advocates for chemical or advanced recycling, disappointed that the draft lacks a strong focus on this process. Environmental groups argue that chemical recycling is a distraction from more sustainable solutions. Environmental groups such as Beyond Plastics and IPEN express concerns about chemical recycling, stating it poses threats to the environment, climate, human health, and environmental justice. Industry leaders, including ExxonMobil, advocate for chemical recycling as a crucial component in addressing plastic waste. They emphasize the importance of focusing on circularity and redirecting plastic waste to recycling. The International Council of Chemical Associations, also known as ICCA, sees the draft as a missed opportunity, aiming to shift the focus towards ending plastic pollution rather than production. The ongoing negotiations, drawing over 2,000 participants, are expected to conclude on Sunday, shaping the trajectory of global efforts to combat plastic pollution through a landmark treaty. The draft treaty represents a diverse perspective and challenges, highlighting the complex nature of addressing plastic pollution comprehensively. And we've come to our last story. Climate change's impact on beer crops, particularly barley and hops, is becoming more evident, affecting producers and brewers globally. Gail Goshi, a fourth-generation hops farmer in Oregon, highlights the urgency of adapting farming strategies in response to climate change. Climate change associated with extreme heat, drought, and unpredictable growing seasons poses significant challenges to hops and barley growers in the U.S. Researchers such as Murek Trinka warn that without action, the beer industry may lose key components like hops due to climate change. A recent study models the effects of climate changes on hop, projecting yield decreases in Europe by 2050. Researchers are working to improve hop varieties resilient to drought. Changes in hop flavors due to climate impacts in Europe prompt U.S. craft breweries to explore alternative varieties grown domestically. Sean Townsend from Oregon State University is researching hop varieties resilient to summer heat, warmer winters, and changing environmental conditions. Developing drought-tolerant hop varieties is a complex process addressing brewers' main concerns of taste and yield. Kevin Smith of the University of Minnesota discusses a shift toward winter barley in the Midwest due to its feasibility in the face of climate, plant disease, and economic factors. Winter barley's appeal includes its use as a cover crop, supporting soil health, preventing erosion, and aligning with craft breweries emphasizing local ingredients. Major beer companies including Molson Coors and Anheuser-Busch pledge commitment to sustainably source hops and barley and reduce water usage. The potential impact of climate change on the beer supply chain could lead to rising beer prices and affect various beverage categories. Douglas Miller, a senior lecturer at Cornell, emphasizes the broader impact of climate change on beverage categories, indicating that rising costs may affect the prices of various products. Researchers express concerns about the ability to provide new barley and hop varieties that can withstand uncertainties and volatilities associated with climate change. As the beer industry faces challenges posed by climate change, the focus on research, adaptation, and sustainable practices become crucial to secure the future availability and diversity of beer varieties. The potential impact on beer due to climate change highlights the broader implications for agricultural practices and supply chains across various industries. Like always, make sure to stay tuned for our next episode of Sneedcast Industry Update, and make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell down below to stay up to date with all of our great content. Also, let us know what topics you'd like to see us talk about here on the show. We look forward to hearing from you all. Bye, guys.